the Station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Many homes and businesses are without power following last night's heavy rains in KZN. Ward 24 councillor Sanelisiwe Chibure says Westville is among the affected areas.
It seems like it's a wide area outage that's affecting the number of substations in the area.
She says that Ekwene's told them that teams are assessing a fault at a substation. Pinetown, Reservoir Hills, Claremont and Kloof are among the areas affected. The municipality is expected to provide an update on the impact of the heavy rains at midday. Meanwhile, Chibure has given residents affected by the outage this piece of advice.
We are just urging residents also to turn off all appliances like air conditioners, as the power outage will need to be put back in stages. Mm-hmm. This will help in balancing the load.
Now, the overnight downpours that wreaked havoc in parts of KZN have tragically claimed the lives of two people in Kwamakuta, south of Durban. A woman and a man were buried in a mudslide that caused their home to collapse this morning. Emergency teams, including Itakwini Fire, working to recover their bodies.
It's believed that a family were staying in this house, a mother, father and some children. And obviously everyone tried to escape this. And it is believed at this stage that the kids managed to escape. And they are about to start trying to dig away with a grader to try and gain access to where these people may be trapped.
ALS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says the couple's children managed to escape to a neighbor's home. He says there have been reports of another entrapment at a property in Adams, some 9 km away.
We don't even have visual access. Obviously, we'll know more once we dig down into the actual incident. The mud and the force breaking into the concrete and burying one person. But they're also starting to prepare to try and dig and excavate what's the sand and rubble and try and find the missing person as well.
And Hamas has handed over the bodies of 4 Israeli hostages to the Red Cross in Gaza. Shiri Bibas, her children, 4-year-old Ariel and 9-month-old Kefir were kidnapped during the October the 7th attacks. Our Sky News correspondent Diana Magne says they've since become a symbol of the conflict.
These two little red-headed boys who were so young, who were taken with their mother, their father Yarden taken separately, and their images really became famous throughout the world.
Hamas also plans to release the body of a peace activist. It insists they were all killed by an Israeli airstrike while in captivity. A recap of our lead story. Many homes and businesses are without power following last night's heavy rains in KZN. You've been with the Newswatch team. I'm Natara Nadesan.